Don Gibson is seeking another term as town moderator in Marshfield, and he joins us now to discuss his re-election campaign. Mr. Gibson, good morning, and thank you so much for joining us.
Well, thank you for having me. It's a pleasure to work again with WATD.
So my first question is, why do you want another term as town moderator?
Well, people have asked me that. First of all, it's a privilege. It's a position that goes back to colonial times. I feel I am a member of a long line of moderators that have presided over these meetings throughout the year. I have restored a sense of civility and dignity to the town meeting. We have an operating budget this year in excess of $100 million. And I've brought some changes to the way the meeting is conducted, and it's being conducted in a more business-like fashion. And I'm really excited about the future. I think I can be a positive contributor to that and to the values that all Marshfield taxpayers hold in common.
Now, we spoke with your election challenger, Mr. Pasevich. He had some concerns, actually, about how town meeting was being run. Specifically, he said, there isn't an opportunity for all voices to be fully heard. I would like to get your response to that.
Well, town meeting has evolved, just as our country has evolved. From colonial times, town meeting was certainly conducted in a particular manner. As I just mentioned, we now have an operating budget in excess of $100 million. We have numerous articles that have to be addressed and debated and voted upon, and we simply do not have the ability or the opportunity to let everyone talk for as long as they might want to on topics that really aren't germane to the tasks at hand. So I've tried to keep everyone's focus on the votes that need to be taken, the issues that's before the community. And while people might long for a different time many, many years ago, that's not realistic in this modern day and age.
Now, of course, in this modern day and age, we're dealing with COVID-19, and that presents a challenge when you're doing large gatherings such as town meeting.
Well, it is, and we have explored, and if you go to marshfield.gov, the town's website, you'll see the efforts that I've made to explore different alternative venues for this year's town meeting, which will be held on Monday, June 22nd at the high school auditorium. We looked at the football field at the high school, and we also had a company come down from Pelham, New Hampshire, to give us a quote and a proposal on holding it at the fairgrounds. Their proposals and the problems and deficiencies that we noted with respect to them are, again, all on the town's website. So we're going indoors. Hanover just voted to hold its annual town meeting at Starland. Rockland is indoors. You just had a news story about Cohasset, who held an outdoor town meeting, but they only had a $47 million operating budget. It was done in an hour. Our meetings are much longer than that. So I'm hoping this year to do it within one night. Everyone's working toward that objective. We are going to do it as safe as we can. Members of our fire department will be screening everyone for an elevated temperature or a fever. If you have one, you're not going to be allowed into the building. You are required to wear a mask. We are going to be distributing a piece of string that's 6 feet long so you can maintain social distancing very accurately. We've hired a company to disinfect the gym, the hallways, the bathrooms, the check-in area, and the entrance. We think that we're going to have hand sanitizer available, and we've taken additional steps to make the microphones safe for people's use. So we've done everything we can do. We realize there's still an element of risk, but that's why we need to complete the meeting in one night.
All righty. Well, unfortunately, we are going to have to leave it right there, but thank you so much for speaking with us this morning. We do appreciate it.
You're more than welcome. Thank you.